And ladies and gentlemen, the very last speech for today, but very special warm welcome to our guests from USA. Representative of the Kościuszko Foundation, Dr. Lydia Filus. Very warm welcome to Lydia Filus from USA.
Thank you so much for the very welcome. And, you know, I'm having a letter from the president, the executive president of the Kościuszko Foundation, Alex Storożyński, who was not able to come here, but whose book every important person got today with the signature and with the dedication from the ambassador. So there are more connections with US and in fact with Chicago that I'm representing Chicago chapter of the Kościuszko Foundation that I realized. Your ambassador was a consul general in Chicago, and I just discovered that today. So that's one connection. The other connection, the composer, Brandon Collins, I met in Chicago the last evening before his departure, before Christmas. He was in Chicago with the orchestra visiting one of the high schools that they have exchange program with. And we already discussed whether he can perform in Chicago. So, as you see, I already have friends. I'm really very, very honored that I'm here and I'm representing Kościuszko Foundation, that I'm in this special place at the Kościuszko Mountain. I'm honored by having the presence of the original owners of this land. And I don't really know how to express my thank you to Ernestina, but you know, Ernestina is so dynamic that it's absolutely impossible to say no to her. So when she told me, we met in Chicago again, when she was last summer in Chicago, and that was your winter. So as you see, it's less than a year ago, when she said, oh, maybe you would come to this Kościuszko Festival. And I already met so many friends here. So let me read a letter from the president of the Kościuszko Foundation in New York that he regrets he could not be here, but sent warm greetings. March 19, 2010. Dear friends, I would like to congratulate Puls Polonii and all fans of Polonia in Australia for honoring Tadeusz Kościuszko and Mount Kościuszko with Cozy Fest. This being the 117th anniversary of the naming of Mount Kościuszko, as well as the 200th anniversary of the birth of Chopin, makes it even more significant year. Kościuszko was a champion of human rights for all races and religions, and for the freedom for African slaves, European serfs, Jews, women, and the indigenous Native American tribes of the United States. For example, he tried to free Thomas Jefferson's slaves, and he also spoke up for the Miami Indian tribe in America. In Poland, he stood up for the rights of peasants and Jews. His story should be shared with people of Australia, as well as all those whose ancestors immigrated to your country from around the world. Just as the organizers of Cozy Fest honor his memory, the Tadeusz Kościuszko Foundation since 1925 has worked to promote Polish culture in the United States and raise money for scholarships for students of Polish descent. May you have a great festival, and Australians could not have chosen a more worthy figure than Kościuszko, after which to name the tallest mountain in your continent. Sincerely, Alex Storozynski, President and Executive Director. And I wanted to add from myself, it is the most beautiful and natural, the tallest monument of Tadeusz Kościuszko is the mountain. So that's the tallest monument in the world.
Thank you very much, Dr. Filus, our special guest from USA. Thank you for reminding us again how big international hero Tadeusz Kościuszko was. And his portrait is just down there on the stage.